Hey there, friends, it's Nick. I had one of those nice moments yesterday where just a little phrase, a little idea pops into your head. I've talked about this before. I love those kind of moments. And it had to do with, well, it had to do with the subject that I was talking about a few episodes ago in 613. You remember we talked about how, and this isn't a new idea, but we talked about how Google has kind of deconstructed the internet. So every page on your website is a potential homepage now. And even though we know that's true intellectually, we still often, I often see websites where the kind of the tacit expectation, I suppose, of the content is that you have read it in a particular order. You know, someone's landed on the homepage and then they've dug down into a section, then they've dug down into a page or a product or whatever. And of course, this is the reason why it's so important that we have our kind of a core set of messages, I suppose, particularly if we're running big websites. Because when people land on particular pages, we need to orientate them. Now, we talked before in that podcast about the importance of sort of actually answering the question that they are looking for the answer to. But then, you know, one of the things, I was chatting to a client yesterday about this, because their website copy, is a classic example of how it used to work. Let's say that, of how it used to work. And I was trying to come up with a way of describing, you know, how it needs to work now. And I've talked to you before about the lovely bell analogy for a kind of a brand. You know, you can hit a bell on any part of it and the note always rings the same. Right, which is a powerful analogy for a good brand. It's consistent. It's consistent's a good word for it. But it's one of those things that I guess it's a lovely analogy, a lovely metaphor. But how do we actually do this in the real world? And you know, one way is, I've talked before about the value of having core messages. You know, if you only had four or five or six things that you needed to communicate to a potential prospect, what would you use? And it's not just about you. In fact, it's definitely not about you. It's about helping them orientate themselves to your offer. Are they, you know, is what you do relevant to them? You know, do we want them in the club or out of the club? Are we inviting them into our world? And the phrase that popped into my head yesterday, I was chatting to this client and trying to talk about, to think about, to get them to see, I suppose, that this idea that we have to move away from that linear model and look at content as this sort of network of nodes. And the thing that I thought of, and this is going to sound really weird and probably age me terribly, but was the 3D chess in Star Trek, in the original series. And it was one of those things that was referenced numerous times, I think. But you had like a chessboard on three different levels, and it was perspex, I think, so you could kind of look at it from different dimensions, from different angles. And the phrase that came to me yesterday was something like three-dimensional content or three-dimensional copywriting, to have that idea that actually our user might land anywhere on the website and then they're going to move off in the direction that seems most relevant for their next step. So how do we take that energy, answer their question, take that energy, and then redirect it in a Taekwondo style towards the things that matter to us? And there, of course, you know, we've talked before about the importance of that balance. But it was just a really lovely moment, because actually for me, three-dimensional content feels like a distinction that I could really build something around. Because actually, you know, if we think about the positioning of our business, you know, my business, your business, you know, what I'm trying to do, one of the reasons for doing the podcast and thinking through these ideas, is to establish points of difference. You know, I've talked about strategic copywriting as opposed to direct response copywriting, and this sort of three-dimensional content, three-dimensional copywriting, is another distinction between people who are really good writers but write linearly, and the kind of writers that do what I do, which is to look at the whole, look at all the different angles. And you know, just from a commercial point of view, that's a very useful distinction for me to make, because it allows me to unlock in, you know, potential clients' minds, in prospects' minds, the idea that I bring something different to the table. Because it's not, you know, not to blow my own trumpet, but this is something that I've been doing for a long time, this kind of thinking about things in this kind of three-dimensional way. And it's no surprise, I suppose, that, you know, I enjoy writing stories, writing novels, because again, that same thing, what we're doing is we're taking a story, taking a kind of an environment and characters, what have you, and looking at them from lots of different angles and finding the best way through. So anyway, I've rambled on a bit here, but that was just a nice little moment for me yesterday. Three-dimensional content. It makes sense. It makes sense for me, for my business. And it's something that I'll start to bring into the kind of the lexicon, if you like. And just to finish, this point that I've just made about creating language around the special things that you do, I'm not just talking about making stuff up. You know, it's easy to complicate things for the sake of complicating things, but if you can start to think about the special things that you bring to the table, so we aren't just writers, copywriters, we aren't just, I don't know, web designers or you know, investment bankers or whatever it might be, we have these ways of describing what we do that tells the difference. I mean, this is particularly relevant if you're running any kind of agency, right? Because what we want to avoid is being measured against other agencies because they all do copywriting. I'm making air quotes against that you can't see. But it's one of the ways, obviously, that we can help our story mean business. Thanks for listening.